This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Gibson Guitar Corporation isn't just guitars anymore. They own Baldwin Pianos, they make high-end recording equipment, and of course, their signature Les Paul models as well. They are also getting into the live entertainment business, taking over the iconic Tower Records building here in Los Angeles, right on the Sunset Strip. It's just part of a bunch of changes that Gibson is making to be known now for more than just guitars.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
Today on Conversations from the Corner Office, the owner and CEO of Gibson, as it's now known, Henry Juskowitz. We did a little walking and talking and guitar playing at the Gibson showroom out in Beverly Hills.
This is our Beverly Hills Entertainment Relations showroom. We've been here a long, long time. It's a really great place for us because L.A. is the center of entertainment.
All right, I want to walk around for a little bit and just get you to tell me about some of the stuff that's on the walls, right? And as we do that, I want you to tell me what it is about a Gibson that's special, right? Because you can get a Fender and you can get a zillion other kinds of guitars. Why a Gibson? Give me the pitch.
Well, this is our 2015 model. You could see, I will describe it for the radio audience. But you're going to do what's called a sight line, which is look down the fret. And so what you want to do is be relatively flat. And you can see this is pretty incredibly great. And if you ever did that on less expensive guitars, you'd notice clearly the difference. And then you would play it without an amplifier because you're really hearing the guitar. See, I usually play a pick.
So you want to hear it without the electronics, basically.
Yeah, right? Because that's the guitar. Once you start putting it through other stuff, as Les said, you know, you can't get better than the source.
All right, so here's the fundamental question, right?
Yeah.
Why, if what you want to hear is the guitar and not the amplification, why are electric guitars important, if that makes any sense?
Because music needs to be loud. I mean, I would not be able to play in front of you this loud, right?
So, I mean, you grew up playing guitar, right?
Yes.
Yeah? Were you like in a band and stuff?
Yes. My first band had an accordion because we played a lot of weddings.
Wow. So
that's a scoop, by the way. I don't usually share that.
So if I wanted to go out and buy a brand new Les Paul 2015 100th anniversary model, how much is it going to cost me, this thing in your hands?
Boy, it's approximately $2,000. It
depends. That's not cheap.
Because we have Les Pauls in several different... This is a standard, I think. But we have about 10 models.
Right,
it's on our website. You can see all the prices and the differences between the various price points.
Who are your customers? Who buys most of your stuff?
Because it's an expense. The Gibson brand is expensive.
It's the discretionary income purchase.
So
right?
Typically, it's somebody that is 35 or older, and generally, their kids are already approaching college or in college, so they have more time and more. Income to devote to what they really love to do.
So talk to me for a minute about the music business today, right? Because you're in, it's not quite vertical, but you've got a big chunk of live performance music businesses and taped music businesses.
Well, what we want to do
is to
be in the music business. You know, people used to be in the musical instrument business, or they used to be in the recording business, or they used to be in the studio gear business. And music is music, and people have to work together to make sure that the customer in the end has an exceptional experience. I tried working with people to do that, and that didn't work out, so I guess you have to buy them. And so we're in recording gear, we're in studio monitors, pianos, but it's in the music. We are in the music business, not just one segment.
What keeps you... up at night, business-wise?
Wow. So many things. I wonder how I can sleep. You know, we just got into the headphone business. You know, we have, Apple and Beats kind of. To deal with, Bose. Yeah, business is about competition. There are a lot of people who would love to knock us off. The bigger you are, the better the people you're competing with. And... that That could keep you up at night. Well, I mean, Apple's got a little money, I heard.
Yeah, a little bit. And Dr. Dre, do me a favor and play something to take us out on. Henry, thanks very much for your time.
All right. So.
That was Henry Juskowitz, the CEO of Gibson, playing a little something for us on the way out there. All the other interviews from our series, Conversations from the Corner Office, are online at marketplace.org.